Hi, my name is Manish Bakshi, and I am super excited about interviewing a good friend today. Some of you know that I'm the published author of different books. I've helped publish roughly 7 books so far already. Books like Network Your Way to $100,000 and Beyond, Stop Hiring Losers, You Will Overcome. And what I like to do is interview experts who have valuable knowledge that people can learn from. And today I have such an expert who has been in the business for over 10 years, has guided hundreds of people, and has some very interesting mindset about how to help people who are struggling with weight loss issues, energy issues, etc. And she's a registered dietitian. So I'm very excited about interviewing my good friend Darcy Noonchester today. Darcy, welcome to the call.
Great, Manish. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, you're absolutely welcome. Darcy, you have an interesting background, and I know the key reason we are going to be having this conversation today is people go back and forth like a yo-yo, losing weight, gaining weight, losing weight, gaining weight, and you, after having researched, talked to a number of people, shown the light to a lot of people, you actually have found things that work for a lot of people to prevent them from going back and forth, gaining weight, losing weight, gaining weight, losing weight. And you have helped people in that arena, and you're going to be sharing some of your tips today. Am I right about that, Darcy?
That is correct, Manish.
Okay, good. So I can't wait, because I know a lot of people personally who have lost weight and then gained weight, and they are so frustrated, Darcy. And they are really looking for some, not a gimmick, but a real solution. And your solution is based on scientific research. Really good information that people can count on. So let's go towards that. But before that, let's find out a little more about you, Darcy, so our listeners can know who is helping them today. So Darcy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a registered dietitian. I got my degree at Madonna University. And after that, I got a master's in exercise physiology from Eastern Michigan. And I worked with gastric bypass patients for about 7.5 years. So I definitely worked with a lot of weight loss clients at that time. And in the past, since 2006, I've had my own practice, working on more what's called functional medicine, which is basically trying to find the root of the cause of the problem of, you know, underlying issues with the energy, the weight loss issues, because a lot of times it's not necessarily about the weight or the foods that you're eating, but there's also lifestyle choices that people may not be making correctly.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. And you obviously have a lot of research behind this, a lot of scientific actual knowledge that you are using to help people, because there are so many gimmicks available, and people get excited, they try something, and unfortunately, over a time period, they don't have the results that they were looking for. So let me ask you, I know you were mentioning to me earlier, there are 3 ways to lose weight that the other practitioners are not telling us. Tell me about that.
Well, first of all, it's not necessarily about the scale. I mean, the scale can be very deceiving. I would say the scale lies to us, because you can get on it 3 different times, and it could be, you know, 2 to 3 different weights. So I have what's called a BIA machine in my office, and that helps me help out my clients.
Okay, there's it. Let me stop you. What is this BIA machine? Okay. You're using technical words. I know you have a lot of knowledge here, but I want to make sure all of our listeners understand what you're talking about. So tell me more about this BIA machine.
Basically, this BIA machine helps measure body fat. It's electrodes that you put on your hand and foot, and it sends an electric current through the body, and it's based off of resistance, reactants, just this electric current, kind of like an EKG machine, but it looks at how healthy your cells are, how many calories you burn at rest, body fat. So to me, that's more important of helping the clients, help raise their metabolism so that they can keep that while they're losing weight, because a lot of times they're losing weight, but they're slowing their metabolism down at the same time, and so we don't want that.
Interesting. So I didn't realize that. So people can be losing weight and slowing down their metabolism, so that would make it even harder for them to lose weight in the future, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, go ahead. This is great information. Keep going.
So one thing I find, especially in women, that they don't get enough protein in their diet, and especially beef. And of course, from my background, I'm more holistic, so I'm going to promote more the grass-fed beef. And the reason why is because grass-fed beef has CLA, which is conjugated linoleic acid, and carnitine. These are basically amino acids and certain types of fat that they have in them that will act as fat burners in the body. And grass-fed beef is one of those types of proteins that have that in that. So that will help them feel more satiety, more full, but also help them with weight loss in return.
Great, and, fantastic. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
A second thing is that I find that not enough of my clients get enough of good healthy fats at every meal, and one of the good healthy fats would be something like coconut oil. Coconut oil is, you know, it's a medium chain triglyceride, which doesn't necessarily mean that much to you guys out there, but it doesn't get stored as quickly in the body. It gets used as energy, and so we always have energy issues as well. So coconut oil is great for energy, but it also is great for weight loss. A great superfood to rev up that metabolism and help lose body fat and keep you satisfied at the same time. So you don't feel hungry as you're losing weight.
Wow. So coconut oil, I didn't know. This is interesting because coming up from my culture in India, I've heard a lot of people use coconut oil, and sometimes it doesn't taste that good to me personally, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't know that there were such wonderful qualities associated with it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's even great for people that have cholesterol issues. If it's